Now, you're not going to like this one, and I'm not going to like it either, but it's going to be useful. It's going to help us out. And it's about clutter. It's about all this stuff that we have in our house. Did you ever clean out your garage?
Nope.
It's just one of those things that sort of settles in on top of us. And it's one of those, and you can't find what you're looking for, and all the drawers are full, and the closets are full, and you can't get to anything. So one of the first steps for dealing with being overwhelmed by clutter is to get past the emotions of guilt. Because we have that guilt, it's that you feel like you've wasted money. And you have this guilt of letting things go. I hold on to everything. You know how it is when you're a parent and you try to hold on to every piece of paper, everything they ever wrote on or drew on. And it becomes a lot. And so this is just letting yourself let some of that go. It's not a disservice to the people that you love or to those memories or anything if you have to let some of it go. Waste is generated at the time of purchase, not at the time of disposal. That was the thing that got me about
Waste,
not when you have to throw it away, not when you have to get rid of it and make room or whatever. It's generated at the time of purchase. So holding on to junk just because you paid money for it isn't being thrifty, it's hoarding. And I know that I'm the worst about that. I was reading all these quotes about it, and one is just like, you know, if you're feeling overwhelmed, clean out a closet or clean out a drawer, do something like that. If you have something that's been broken for 6 months and it's still not fixed, it's junk. It's not something you're going to fix. The more you throw away, the more you are going to find. So one of the other things they say, what causes you to put things down for now? Are you going to have more time later to deal with it? No. Are you feeling too rushed in your life and you put it down for now? You're like, I'll deal with this later. And then, you know, it just sort of accumulates and more stuff ends up over there, and that gets you stressed. So I got to do this at my house. I'm going to try and keep it top of mind. One of the things that they tell you to do is, you know, if you bring something home, get rid of something. And I just bought my kids some clothes the other day. I got new clothes coming into the house. Got to get some clothes out. So it's that time of year. I know winter is approaching, and we're going to be going through our stuff anyway. So let's try and get rid of some stuff and declutter.
It's funny that you bring this up, because every weekend we have decided to take one area of the house and clean it out. Like, we had some drawers in the laundry room. So the other day, my wife, while I was cleaning out my side of the closet, she'd already cleaned her side out. She cleaned out all those drawers, threw away a ton of stuff we didn't need, and then we found a lot of things that we really needed.
Yeah.
So that's what we've decided to do. You know, every week we're trying to decide on, okay, what are we going to clean out this week and reorganize?
I'm so glad you're doing that. Yeah. It feels good to do
it
that.
It does feel good, yeah.
See, I've got some of these junk drawers that I can't even use. It's just something where I put stuff that I'm not going to throw away now. I'm going to throw it away later.
Yeah.
It's one of those where you take a pen and the pen doesn't work, so you throw it back in the drawer rather than throwing it in the garbage. So, but they say that this will lead you to a more serene sense in your house.
I'm not getting rid of my Starsky and Hutch little lunchbox.
You don't hold on to that.
I'm not getting rid of that.
You got to get rid of some other stuff. So we'll try and pare down a little bit as we head into the new season. And they say it will give us a little bit of mental break. Not a mental break, but a mental rest.
Mental rest. It has been a minute of motivation with Miss Josie Corsaw. We do it every day around this time, around 8:45 here on Star 99.1. And later today, she is back, so we'll put it up on our podcast. You're wondering, how do I get to the podcast? Well, go to mystar991.com, or you can just download our app, WHR, Star 99.1, on your phone, and you'll see in the left-hand column there a little podcast area, and you'll hear
the
latest.
I'm going to do this today. I'm going to work on, like, one area.
Yeah, do that. Yeah.
Kids' room.
Yeah.
Watch it.
All right.